Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, I welcome you back. Dr. Scott, what your doctor won't tell you about your migraines and headaches. Our fourth season, third episode. Today, we're going to discuss the two absolutely essential questions that you must ask your doctor and you must receive a satisfactory answer to these questions. In our first episode this season, we discussed the topic, It Just Doesn't Matter. And in this topic, we talked about, you know, people are always looking for the next best kind of treatment for their migraines, the next best way to manage their headaches. Should we see our family physician? Should we see a chiropractor? Should we see a physical therapist? A pain management specialist? A headache specialist? People are always searching for a specialist or a certain type of treatment or doctor without first even knowing what the cause of the problem is. And as you hear us say each and every week, if you don't know the real true cause of your headaches and migraines, it really doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try. Chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief. Let's find and fix the real true cause of your symptoms. Stop trying things out hoping they're going to work. So when we say, it just doesn't matter, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try until you first know what in the world the cause of the problem is. Doesn't that make more sense? Last week, we did an episode entitled, One True Expert. And there is only one true expert when it comes to your migraines, to your headaches, to your child's headaches. You and you alone are the only true expert. We rely on our doctors, our therapists. We rely on professionals to guide us. However, until you are ready to take responsibility for your own health, until you are ready to take responsibility for your child's health, you are just taking opinions from different doctors. And as you already know, everybody has an opinion. Every doctor of every specialty has a differing opinion. So how do you know whose opinion is correct? Who's right? Is it your family physician, your neurologist, your headache specialist? Who really knows what's going on? You are the expert. And this leads us into one of the most simple topics that we will discuss this entire season on what your doctor won't tell you, but it's also probably the most, well, one of the most, if not the most important thing that you could hear if you are someone who is desperately searching for long-lasting, long-term answers for your migraines and headaches. You know, we look at our doctors almost as a deity. We put our doctors on a pedestal and not literally worship them, but whatever our doctor says goes without question. After all, it's our doctor, right? How can you question your doctor? It is this mentality that has led us into a lot of the issues that we deal with today in trying to solve migraine and headache issues. Doctors of every specialty are trained to treat your headaches. Doctors of every specialty are trained to manage your migraines. Our doctors, our so-called healthcare system, is designed not to find and fix the cause of the problem, but to treat your symptoms, to keep them at bay, to keep them under control all the while ignoring the cause of the problem in your body. That's not okay, and until you decide that's not okay, you're not going to get any long-lasting relief. The two questions that you absolutely must ask your doctor, and you must get an answer that is satisfactory to you. Please write these down, take notes. These apply no matter what type of doctor you're going to see, what kind of therapist you're going to see, what kind of chiropractor you're going to see. It doesn't matter the type or the kind of specialty or specialist. Here is the first question that you must ask your doctor and get a satisfactory answer. Question number one. Hey, doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's going on inside of my body that's causing me to have these migraines or headaches? Let me say it one more time. Hey, doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's really going on inside of my body that's making me have these headaches and migraines? Statistically speaking, when we ask our doctors this question, what is really going on in my body that's causing me to have these migraines, that is causing these headaches to continue? The vast majority of the time, your doctor has no idea what's going on in your body that's causing these problems. That's scary, because once again, you are putting your trust and confidence in a doctor that doesn't even know what the problem is. We talked in last season's What Your Doctor Won't Tell You about what a true diagnosis really is. And most of us that have had migraines or that have migraine headaches, most of us that have ongoing pain, if we read our diagnosis in our medical files, it's simply a regurgitation of our symptoms. It's not a true diagnosis. In other words, if you go to your doctor and say, I've got these terrible, terrible headaches, they continue on for no apparent reason. When you look at the diagnosis section of your medical records, it will probably say, you have headaches. So when you present to your doctor telling them, I have headaches, doc, and they say, well, I know what's wrong with you. You've got headaches. You see the lack of common sense and logic in that? Hey, I've got pain in my back. Well, you've got back pain. Let's treat the pain. I've got ongoing headaches. Well, you've got headaches. Let's treat your headaches. That is not a diagnosis. That is you explaining to your doctor in all sincerity what your symptoms are, and your doctor puking right back on you saying, yeah, I understand you have those symptoms. Try this to cover up your symptoms. It's ridiculous. It lacks common sense and logic, but that's how our doctors are trained. That is how our doctors and therapists are trained. How do you treat the symptom that the patient has? A true diagnosis is what is going on inside of your body right now that is resulting in you having migraines. What is going on inside of your body right now that is causing that pain to return? What is going on in your body right now that's causing those headaches to continue? That would be a true diagnosis. So question number one once again, hey doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's really going on inside of my body that is causing me to have these headaches, these migraines, this pain? Question number two. If you happen to be one of the lucky ones that actually gets an accurate diagnosis, you know with certainty, working together with your doctor or therapist, you know you have seen the cause of your symptoms. The second question will then be, hey doctor, is the treatment that you're recommending for me really going to fix that cause of my problem? or are you just treating my symptoms? In other words, is what you're doing for my headaches, my migraines, my pain, are you just trying to cover up my symptoms temporarily? Or are we really getting to the root of the problem and fixing it once and for all? One more time, question number two. Hey, doctor, is the treatment you're recommending for me really fixing the true cause of my problem? Or is it just a temporary cover-up? If you are not willing to ask your doctor these questions, your chances of finally getting long-lasting relief from your headaches, your migraines, your pain plummet. This is your health we're talking about. This is your child's health we're talking about. You get one chance to do it right sometimes. You can't continue to play this game. Every episode, we say it's all about, you said it, didn't you? Solutions. It's all about finding a long-lasting, proven solution that addresses the true cause of your symptoms once and for all. Yet, we have all settled for a healthcare system that simply treats our symptoms, that regurgitates our symptoms, and then finds the next best miracle drug, miracle injection, miracle therapy to treat our migraines and headaches without even knowing what the true cause really is. That is a sick system. So, once again, when it comes to headaches, to migraines, to ongoing pain, we really don't have a healthcare system. It's not about getting you healthy, happy, headache and pain free. It's about treating your symptoms. We have a symptom treatment system. It's as simple as that. You cannot accept that any longer if you really want to achieve that long-lasting relief you deserve. So once again, please make a note. Two mandatory questions, absolutely critical questions, you must face to face ask your doctor and get a satisfactory answer. Doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's really going on inside of my body that is causing me to have these headaches, migraines, pain? And secondly, if you are 100% certain, doctor, is the treatment you're recommending for me really going to fix the true cause of my symptoms, or is this just a temporary cover-up at best? If you will keep these two absolutely critical questions in your toolbox, in your arsenal, and actually use them, you have to have the guts to have a conversation with your doctor, not be talked to, not be lectured to. You need I can't say it enough. This is your health. You deserve a doctor or therapist that's willing to put the work in, to listen to you, to put the effort in, to work with other specialists all for your benefit. You know, something we're going to talk about in a lot more detail is when it comes specifically to migraines, chronic headaches, and chronic pain, there's almost never one magical kind of treatment by itself that will actually fix the cause of the problem. Did you hear that? Rarely is there one magical kind of treatment alone that will give you the long-lasting relief you're looking for and fix the problem. It involves multiple specialties all working together for your benefit. It has to be that way, and until it is that way, our system will not change. It will continue to be purely a symptom treatment system. You know, I was online shortly before this podcast today, and I love to investigate and look into the research. In other words, what does the latest medical and scientific research really show about chronic pain? About migraine headaches, about cluster headaches, daily persistent headaches, tension headaches. I want to know what's really proven in the research. But also, it's frustrating to me to look at websites from some of the most renowned hospitals, clinics, and headache specialists in the world. Many of them claim to help you find the root cause of your headaches or migraines, the real cause of your symptoms. And when you look in the section that describes what kind of treatment they do, I haven't seen anything new for years. It's medication. And by the way, medication is a broad topic. Most of us think pills. Medication can mean pills, liquids, injections, and even medication now that's sprayed up your nose. Let me make something really clear here. If we interject a little bit of common sense and logic, do you really think you're having migraines and headaches because you need more drugs in your body? Is that really fixing the cause of your problem? So if we just use a little bit of common sense and logic, because Lord knows that's what's missing in our healthcare, our quote-unquote healthcare system, it is up to us to use common sense and logic and ask our doctors the important questions. They're not always easy to ask. It's not always easy to confront your doctor, but it's an absolute have to if you're going to get the long-lasting relief that you're looking for, that you deserve. So it's up to us as a patient, as a consumer, to question our doctors. One final time, doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's really going on inside of my body that's causing me to have these headaches, these migraines, this pain? And doctor, if you do, is the treatment you're recommending for me really fixing the cause of the problem? Or is that just treating my symptoms? Is that just a cover-up? Keep these questions in your toolbox and please use them. If you have questions, comments for me, please send them directly to my office at drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. In the episodes upcoming in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we will be discussing some more specific conditions, including migraines and headaches, carpal tunnel syndrome, TMJ disorder, trigeminal neuralgia, seizures. All of these are topics that you have asked about, and it's absolutely critical that we reveal what does the medical and scientific research show, what does it prove that your doctor's just not telling you. As always, I thank you for your listenership each and every week. Please forward your questions, your comments. Listen to us each and every week. We normally broadcast live Tuesdays at noon central, blogtalkradio.com/headache-relief-at-last. I'm Dr. Scott, coming to you from Kansas City, the headquarters of Headache Relief at Last. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Thanks for listening. And here it is. The information presented in this broadcast has been provided solely for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not intended to substitute for the advice of your personal trusted physician and healthcare provider. Thanks again for listening.